Just recently, Australian Greens leader Richard Di Natale called for open discussions about the future of work, highlighting issues surrounding the disparity between those who overwork and those who cannot get enough.
We're actually calling for a debate on what the future of work looks like, and part of that debate has to be a discussion around a shorter working week. Now, there are a whole range of models for how this could be brought forward.
While the future of work isn't often at the forefront of discussion in Parliament, it has always been a theme in science fiction, with visions of worlds run by robots. But the question of how we deal with it is getting much more urgent.
This stuff isn't science fiction.
As the popular YouTube video, Humans Need Not Apply, explains,
the robots are here right now. There is a terrifying amount of working automation in labs and warehouses around the world. We need to start thinking now about what to do when large sections of the population are unemployable through no fault of their own. What to do in a future where, for most jobs, humans need not apply.
Canadian economist Dr. Jim Stanford is the director of the Centre for Future Work at the Australia Institute. He thinks humans will always need to work.
I don't believe it's possible to have a society without work. Even if we have more technology and machinery and automation to help us in our work, it is still human productive activity. You know, the work that we do with our brains and with our muscle power that drives production and creates the goods and services that we need to survive and hopefully thrive. The current predictions of the large number of jobs that are just going to disappear are probably too pessimistic.
Dr. Stanford believes that before technology enters the equation, there needs to be a level playing field in the job market.
About two-thirds of all workers have got full-time work, relatively secure, and they're working a lot. Many of them, about 40%, according to our research, would like to work less. On the other hand, there's another group, about a third of all workers, who aren't getting enough work. They're the ones who are stuck in all these part-time, casual, irregular positions, often working through a labor hire agency. They don't get enough hours of work and they need more. So the impact of technology on work-life balance kind of depends which side of the tracks you're on.
Dr. Jim Stanford. Journalist Tim Dunlop sees the future a bit differently. He is the author of Why the Future is Workless and suggests we might not even have a choice about whether to introduce a universal basic income.
If there actually are fewer jobs and the only way people have to support themselves is by having a paying job, then if there's fewer jobs, we're not going to be able to support ourselves. If you could break that link between work and wages, we might end up valuing other stuff that we do more highly, like, you know, everything from looking after children or aged parents, or volunteering for community organisations, or, you know, even being involved in politics. So I think, you know, a lot of people talk about the dignity and the value, the personal value of work, and, you know, I wouldn't want to underplay that at all because that's very true. But, you know, it's equally true that a lot of people hate the work that they do for a living. They only do it because they have to earn a living, to be able to stay alive, basically.
Tim Dunlop. And yet breaking this connection isn't as simple as shifting workers into new industries. Support for workers themselves is important as ever, and questions must be asked about how employers will put their employees first.
I do believe that employers have a responsibility to be thinking about the impact of their business decisions on workers and their families and our communities. And, you know, there's lots of proposals out there, again, to try and ensure that employers and the business community pay a share towards the costs of helping workers who are affected by technological change, facilitating retraining or relocation and other forms of transition, and paying a fair share towards that social safety net that we need to have. You know, the simplest way is just to make employers pay fair taxes.
And so what do you think we can do to start addressing the issue?
A lot of different ways to approach the general goal of reduced work time. You could do it by reducing the length of the working day. You could do it by reducing the length of the working week, how many days you work in a week. You can also do it through things like longer annual leaves. That's the way the Europeans have reduced their working hours, primarily through longer annual leaves. Another goal would be facilitating early retirement so that people can enjoy the fruits of their labor while they're still healthy enough to enjoy it. So there's a number of different ways to get at it. One of the interesting proposals that's out there right now comes from the union movement, which is advocating greater flexibility around working hours, especially for workers who've got caring responsibilities at home.
While Dr. Stanford sees many benefits to a universal basic income, he believes it should only be used in conjunction with work.
The strong longer the income security that we have, I think the better off we're going to be. Even for people who never need to fall back on a welfare program like that, they benefit from knowing that it's there if they need it, and it gives them greater bargaining power in dealing with their employer. I don't accept, though, this idea that some basic income proponents have, that work is going to disappear, so we're going to need to have basic income instead of work to support ourselves. I don't see the logic of that position, because the reality is work can't disappear. Even if we're using more robots and machinery to supplement our work, we're still doing it. We don't live in a world where machines run us yet, and hopefully we never get there.
An optimistic Dr. Jim Stanford, ending that report by The Wire's Tom Johnston.